Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
We all love receiving mercy from God, but so often we find it difficult to show mercy to others. Is there someone in your life you're having a hard time forgiving? Or you're having a hard time being patient with them? You find it difficult to show them mercy? Today's podcast is for you. We're studying the book of James, and we're in chapter 2, verses 8 to 13. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Remember, I told you there's three reasons to show mercy. The first one is negative. We should show mercy to avoid merciless judgment from God. That's the first motivation. The second motivation that he gives us is the converse of that. We should be merciful to people so that we will receive mercy from God. That's the plus side. Negative side, avoid judgment. Positive side, get mercy. Do you want God to show you mercy? Do you want God to give you what you deserve or what you need? The mercy you receive from God will be measured in terms of the mercy you show to others. So before you make a decision, before you open your mouth and say something to somebody, before you respond to an insult, before you reply to an email, remind yourself, my whole life will be evaluated on the basis of how I showed mercy. Matthew 7:2, in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. The way that you judge other people determines the way God judges you. If mercy triumphs in your heart over your judgment on people, then God's mercy on you will triumph when he judges you. This, what James is saying here, is just the flip side of what Jesus said in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God will show mercy to those who have been merciful, and he will not show mercy to those who have not been merciful. And we all stumble in every way, including mercy. We stumble in showing mercy, but if you love the Lord, you'll repent when that happens. And then you're still counted as a merciful person. When it says to those who have not been merciful, that's talking about people who are unmerciful and they don't repent. If you're withholding mercy from someone and you're unrepentant, you're just content to live that way, that's an indication of a person who's not born again, who hasn't received mercy from God. And it's not, don't get confused here. This is not saying that you earn your way to heaven by showing mercy. Obviously, that's not the case. Obviously, because if you earned your way to heaven and you deserve to go there, you wouldn't need any mercy on judgment day. All you would need is justice, right? Even if we show mercy all our lives, we're the most merciful people that ever lived, we still deserve to go to hell. Because all of our mercy, even our mercy, is imperfect and shot through with sin. So no matter how loving you are and how merciful you are, the only way you'll ever go to heaven is if God shows you mercy on judgment day. And God will show mercy to all of those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what James is showing us here is people who have faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, one of the chief ways you can know that that faith is real and genuine is if you follow in Jesus' footsteps when it comes to showing mercy. And when you stumble in mercy, you repent. That's how you can tell your faith is real. Or to put it another way, if you show mercy, God will show you mercy on judgment day because your life of showing mercy is evidence that you have already received mercy from God. See, here's the order. Here's how it works. First, you come to God as a broken, condemned, guilty sinner begging for mercy and forgiveness. God sees that you have faith in his Son, and so he goes ahead and shows you mercy and forgives all your sins, and you're born again. That was the day you became a Christian. The result of that is a life of showing mercy. And when you fail, you repent. And then that lifestyle is evidence that you were saved. It's evidence that you really did receive mercy from God. And so on the basis of that evidence, God will have mercy on you on Judgment Day. That's how it works. You get mercy, you show mercy. That's proof that you got mercy, so you get more mercy. That's another reason why we don't earn our salvation by showing mercy and love, because the only reason you can actually show it is by having already received it from God. So you can't earn it to begin with. God's mercy on you is always the most fundamental motive for you showing mercy to others. If you have trouble with mercy, think about receiving mercy. In Matthew 18, the parable of the unmerciful servant, remember that? He owes his master billions of dollars. He begs for mercy. And the master forgives the entire debt. Then he meets a fellow servant who owes him 4 months' wages. And that servant begs for mercy. And he chokes the guy and throws him in prison. He won't have mercy. And when the master hears about that, he calls the guy in Matthew 18:33 and says, "Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" And then he reinstates the debt and punishes the guy. God calls us to show mercy on the basis of the mercy we have received. So whenever you find you're having trouble showing mercy to someone, it's always because you've lost sight of how much mercy you've received. When you struggle to forgive, you just can't seem to forgive somebody that you need to forgive. That means you have completely lost sight of how much you've been forgiven. It's impossible to refuse to forgive someone if you have a true awareness of how much you've been forgiven, how much mercy you've received. The reason we struggle to show mercy and the reason we struggle to forgive people is very simple. Pride. It's pride. We think that our debt that God forgave us was small. And to some degree, that's every one of us in this room. We all fall into that. I mean, I can speak for myself. I just think, do I have a grasp of what it is about me that was so incredibly evil that it required the death of the Son of God to pay for it, to redeem me? Do I have any concept of that? Do I have any conception of my own wickedness that's in any way proportionate to what it cost to pay the debt that I owed? If I'm having trouble with love, that's the place I need to go. But more time spent thinking about how much punishment I deserved and how much mercy I received instead. So be merciful so that you will receive mercy on Judgment Day. And not just on Judgment Day, but also in this life. I think, you know, the primary idea that James has here is probably the final judgment on Judgment Day. But I also think there's a temporal aspect to this as well, just in day-to-day life. As you live your life as a Christian, you will experience more mercy or less mercy from God, depending on how much mercy you're showing to people. Just on a day-to-day basis. The more merciful you are to people, the more closely God allows you to approach Him. And the closer you approach God, the more you experience all of His attributes, including this one, mercy. So if you're showing mercy or not showing mercy, I mean, next month, when some huge, painful hardship crashes into your life, the quickness and the degree of mercy that you experience from God will be greater or lesser, depending on how you respond tomorrow afternoon when somebody hurts you and you have to make a decision. Am I going to give them what they deserve? Am I going to give them what they need? When someone at church is inconsiderate, when your spouse is short with you, when you get a nasty email, when somebody mistreats you, how are you going to respond? If I distance myself from God tomorrow or the next day by being unmerciful in my responses, in the way that I think about people, I mean, that's where mercy is, really, is in the way your attitudes about people. The way I think about you after you've hurt me, if I'm unmerciful in my mind, if I just tear you up in my mind, then I'm pushing myself farther and farther from the presence of God. And when the moment comes when I need mercy, I'm not going to get as much. And it's not going to come as soon or as much as it would have otherwise.
When you read the story of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18, the story seems kind of far-fetched. It's hard to imagine a guy actually doing that. He owes billions of dollars, he's about to be sold into slavery, but then every dime is 100% forgiven, and immediately you see him choking the other guy who owes him a much smaller debt? Who would do that? No one would do that unless they just really didn't understand how much debt they had just been forgiven, or they forgot about it somehow. When it's cast in terms of money, it's just a ridiculous story, which is exactly Jesus' point. He wants us to see how ridiculous it is when we refuse to show people mercy. If you have someone in your life you find it difficult to forgive, or difficult to be patient with, or difficult to show mercy to in some other way, it's always because of a lack of awareness of how much mercy you've received. Find a way to increase your knowledge of, your awareness of, and your gratitude for how much God has forgiven you and how much mercy He's shown you. And even if you're not having trouble forgiving someone, still, this is a good exercise. All of us would be much better off spiritually if we increased our understanding of how much mercy we've received from God. Think of a specific example from the last few days where God gave you what you needed rather than what you deserved. Be very specific. Now think of another one. Think of one from the past year, from the past 10 years. Keep thinking of them until you find yourself eager to show mercy like that to others.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.